morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, William Clark. It's 9:30 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. The Daily Northwestern reported that the Northwestern chapter of the American Association of University Professors is circulating a petition that Northwestern has failed to protect academic freedom in response to the Trump administration. The petition lists 10 different resolutions ranging from free speech protections, protecting students from deportation, and protecting, quote, digital material stored in NU devices, end quote. The AP reports that former President Joe Biden will speak in Chicago upon the topic of Social Security in response to the Trump administration's federal layoffs and comments from Elon Musk that Social Security is, quote, the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time, end quote. Biden will be speaking at the National Conference of Advocates, Counselors, and Representatives for the Disabled, and this will be one of his first major appearances since he left the White House earlier this year. The Associated Press reported that hospital emergency rooms are unequipped to handle increasing dementia rates. With the increasing amount of Americans who are 65 or older, the amount of people needing to be taken to emergency rooms for dementia-related issues has increased, in contrast to a decrease in available hospital beds. This issue, quote, could be linked to a higher risk of dementia patients developing delirium, end quote, a state of confusion that can cause hallucinations. According to the AP, Hungary has just passed a constitutional amendment that allows the government to ban LGBTQ public events. This amendment also states that Hungary will only recognize two genders and also allows for the government to use facial recognition tools to track down and fine people who have attended public LGBTQ events. That's all for today's Daily Cat from Evanston, Illinois. I'm William Clark. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM. Or at WNUR.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.